day centres are just so important to improve the quality of life of our older people. Like, one of the key things that older people, you know, they're living longer physically, etc., but they really suffer from isolation. I mean, post offices are gone, local shops are gone, and those kind of places where people interact in the community. So we do need day services located right within the heart of the communities. So the Carrigaline Health Centre has been closed since COVID, actually, and they've sold the building because it wasn't fit for purpose, in fairness. It needed, but the HSE had sold it. So where's the alternative is what I need to know and have been asking. And I've been told, you know, and I've been in communication with the community, and they're doing great work in trying to look at the Maharau Centre there, the community centre, and upgrading it to be able to hold the day services. But I do believe that the HSE need to take more of an active part in it. And I think that they need to look at, you know, they're going to sign a service level agreement in that they will provide the service. But to get the service there, are there any alternative premises available in the interim to start this service? Or how can the HSE provide funding or other practical support to assist with the necessary upgrades at the Maharau Community Centre? I just think the absence of a day centre, you know, now look at how much time we're looking at. There is a day centre in Cliffany, in fairness, runs 3 days a week, and that does have spaces and people can self-refer there and go there or go through their public health nurse. But that's a bit of a distance away, and many people don't have transport or people to bring them. So I really do think they had a service in Maharau, and now they have no service at the moment. It's incumbent on us to have these day services for older people in the hearts of their communities. That is what we're looking at in terms of providing care for people in their communities where it matters, and ensuring that they live good, healthy, quality of lives where they're not, don't feel isolated.
Whereas it would be benefit for people in the community to be able to avail of it locally. There'd be the knock-on effect as well, that you would be taking some pressure off other community centres, other maybe GP practices, where people would have to travel if they have no alternative for these services.
Absolutely, it takes the pressure off, and it provides, like, we do need to expand those services right across the area, and in my municipal area in North Sligo, across that divide. There are some day services. We need more, and we certainly don't need to be reducing the day services. And I know the building wasn't fit for purpose and it had to be sold because it wasn't suitable anymore, but we need the alternative. That's it. And you're right, John. It would take the pressure off other day services and would expand the day services facility for right across that hinterland.